Time for Behind the Bench, our weekly check-in with Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe. I'm Omar Fatou. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, not much to be thankful for if you're a Sabres fan. Since we last spoke, they've lost two of three games, including Monday's 5-2 loss in Tampa Bay. Just two wins now in their last 12 games. They're frustrating. They're pretty hard to watch these days.
You're right. They are very hard to watch. And it's gotten to the point now, after almost a month of losing, that before every game starts, you almost feel like they're going to lose. And that's a feeling you had last year. And this has just become almost an exact copy of last year as far as starting fast and then just falling apart. And they're a fragile team right now. And it's reached the point where even when they do something good in a game, you feel like they're going to collapse. And we saw that Monday against the Tampa Bay Lightning, where they're playing a pretty solid game, but they just imploded and fell apart, and it ended up being a pretty ugly loss. They played a strong game Sunday afternoon against the Florida Panthers. It was probably their best game in a while, but there's been zero consistency from them, even within games.
Defenseman Rasmus Dahlin suffered a concussion in that game when he took an elbow to the head. Amazingly, there was no penalty called on that play. As of this recording, we're not sure how much time he might miss. Even though he struggled at times this season, he's a big loss if he were to miss significant time.
Oh, it would be a huge loss. And Rasmus Dahlin has endured a pretty tough year. He's lost his confidence. He hasn't been up to the standards he set last year as a rookie. We've seen him be benched for a full period, and that's something we would have never expected in his second NHL season. But he's still a dynamic talent. My opinion is he's going to be one of the NHL's best defensemen in just a few years. I mean, if the Sabres miss him for any extended period of time, that's a huge hole in their lineup. And the Sabres do have terrific defense depth. They've dressed seven in the last couple of games. They've had some pretty good players as the odd guy out. But the things Rasmus Dahlin can do, just the way he can move the puck, the way he can operate at the point of the power play, I mean, those are things you really can't replace.
Well, I was surprised there was no response by Dahlin's teammates after that hit. What did they have to say about it after the game?
Well, I haven't spoken to any of them personally, but in Tampa, the ones I saw said they basically didn't know what happened. They thought he was high-sticked or they were just playing and didn't see it. But on the other hand, I mean, that wasn't at the end of the game. I mean, there was time to have a response, and then they didn't do anything. It's a divisional rival that's beaten you three times in 3 weeks, who just took out arguably your top defenseman, and there wasn't any sort of pushback. And you would think they would want to send a message for the next meeting.
Well, a big part of this rough stretch has been the Sabres' special teams. The power play has been completely ineffective for a while now, and their penalty kill ranks now toward the bottom of the league.
It has been a pretty brutal stretch for special teams, and they were good in the beginning of the year. The power play was dynamic. It was creating a ton of their goals. We saw Victor Olofsson scored all those goals in October on the power play, and it was probably their best asset. Now it's gone the other way. We've seen them experiment with Rasmus Ristolainen, a defenseman in front of the net on the power play. We've seen Jeff Skinner move down units. We've seen other guys moved on to the second unit. And you didn't expect the Sabres power play to keep producing at the rate they did the first couple of weeks. But just like the team itself, you're surprised it's gone from one extreme to the other so quickly. And we saw them give up two shorthanded goals on one power play on Monday. That's not acceptable. I mean, you can't win in the National Hockey League if you do that. And that's a lack of awareness. It's just letting your guard down, making lazy plays. So much goes into it. And for that to happen is really pathetic.
Well, the Sabres host the Calgary Flames tonight, then a home-and-home against Toronto Friday and Saturday. Bill, have a nice Thanksgiving. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.